Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Tim Lancaster, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
It was the 6th of July, and you were something like a trail on the end of land. You were something like a trail on the end of a line.
This is my banjo here, call her Sugar Pie, and that's the name of this song. Banjo is relatively a new obsession of mine. But I wrote this song while I was traveling back from Northern California to anyhow here, Sugar Pie. Call me Sugar Pie, I will call you baby, kiss you like the rain falls in summertime, and love you every morning. My old Millie and me, we used to dance like partners, holding hands on sidewalks, smiling at each other. Call me Sugar Pie, I will call you baby, kiss you like the rain falls in summertime, and love you every morning. One day her eyes looked in mine and something there was missing. Love don't need a reason, changing of a season. When you call me sugar pie, I will call you baby. Kiss you like the rain falls in summertime. And love you every morning. Sugar pie.
Let's go back to sort of your progression, your geographical progression around this country. Were you actually born in Florida?
Yeah, in Orlando.
Okay, so that's your place of birth. I don't get the impression that it's the place you call home.
Home is a funny word. It's a lot different than house. It is my home. It doesn't always have to be a place where you're born. It's where like a lot of my family is. And I think you can also have more than one home. West Virginia, it's been nice to call that home. It's where home is a community of people. I called Vermont home for 3 years. That was a nice, comfortable spot. It's definitely a title that's earned.
Did you go Florida, Vermont, then Huntington? Or what's the order of things?
I went Florida, Boone, North Carolina, back to Florida, New York City, Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, West Virginia, Northern California, and then back to Florida, and then back to West Virginia.
Northern California and New York, were those just sort of short-term stints where you visited for a bit?
Yeah, where I had friends, and I would stay there for a few months, and I had never been out west before last summer, so I wanted to take a cross-country trip and see what that was all about. It was beautiful. I was living in the out of the back of my truck, aimlessly driving around the country, and then yeah, it was pretty nice waking up in the morning, looking at a map, and being like, I remember one morning when I was leaving Colorado, I looked at the map and I asked myself, do I want to go to Las Vegas today or do I want to go to the Grand Canyon? And I remember thinking that was a pretty cool thing to be able to do that, to have that decision and be able to see it through. Obviously, I'm glad I chose the Grand Canyon. It was spectacular. It was just sitting with our legs dangling over the canyon, watching the sunset together. Nobody spoke a word. We just sat there and watched the sunset go down. It's a pretty romantic thing. It was cool.
Spirit be my saddle, dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord. Ride me on home to Dixie, there the southern wind shall lift me, dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord. Push the gospel plow through the cities, through the towns, to the sky, to your sky. May every seed that I sow speak a prayer of its own, by and by, by and by, by and by. Faithful journey, may your word feed my yearning, and the sun keep his place amongst the stars. For the time shall come again for every woman, every man, when their soul be set free from these prison bars. Where I go, where I travel, Holy Spirit be my saddle, dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord. Me on home to Dixie, there the southern wind shall lift me, dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord.
Thank you. So I wrote this song on a piano, and then when I started playing the banjo, I thought it would translate well, and it's easier to take a banjo to gigs than hauling a wall piano around. Trying to learn piano, and when I try to learn instrumental, writing a song on it. So that's what it got from this, and it's called If You Ever Get the Blues, Little Darling.
If you ever get the blues, little darling, come sit next to me.
I'll sing you lullabies on a bed made of pine. I'll sing until we say goodnight. Dream, sweet dreams, pretty lady. Close those Chickasaw eyes. Kiss your sweet head if you missed what I said. I'll sing it for you one more time. Yoda lady, he, yoda lady. Yoda lady, he, uh-huh. Yoda lady, he, yoda, 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 who. Yoda lady, yoda lady, hey. Early in the morning, stoke the fire till it's warm, yoda. Stay under the covers, reading poems to each other, cause there's nothing that we have to do. With a new day ahead, it's bacon and eggs, and coffee with a little bit of cream. Get the blues. Little darling, you know just what to do. And if I get the blues, you know that it's true. I'll close my eyes and think of you. And if I get the blues, you know that it's true. I'll close my eyes and think of you.
When I think of people in their 20s who get into folk music, I always imagine that they are people whose parents played folk music. Is that the case with you?
My dad plays guitar. He wasn't much of a performer, but he plays and taught me some licks and some finger picking tricks and that kind of thing.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm. Dust in the Wind. That's how I learned how to finger pick on a guitar, is learning Dust in the Wind. How you actually grow, I think, as a musician is hanging out with other musicians, hanging out with your friends, getting turned on by other different artists and musicians and experiences. And it's more of a organic process that way than paying somebody $15 for half an hour. When you're gone, don't let the wind keep you low. When you're gone, don't let the north wind ever keep you low. It doesn't stop blowing, I just thought I'd let you know. When you ride, don't let others get you high. When you're riding up the four lane, don't let others get you high. There's plenty of time for lonely when you're trying to get by. Money on the table, clothes in the sack, key in the ignition, and you've had all you've had. You should be grateful, you should be glad that you're going. Tell them nice that you'll be back. When you're gone, don't let the wind push you around. When you're gone, don't let the north wind ever push you round, round, round. It burns cold-hearted howl, I hate that howling sound. When you die, don't make your women cry. When you die, don't make your loving gals drown tears in their eyes. They'll see you in the sky, ain't it strange the way time passes by? Money on the table, clothes in the sack, key in the ignition, and you've had all you've had. You should be grateful, you should be glad that you're gone. Tell them nice that you'll be back.
Don't let the wind keep you low. When you're gone, don't let the north wind ever keep you low. It doesn't stop blowing, I just thought I'd let you know.
I moved to Boone, North Carolina because I got really into Doc Watson. I went to Merlefest, which is a festival, I don't know if you're familiar, in Wilkesboro. It's one of the biggest bluegrass festivals in the world. All these festivals, they're definitely expanding their arms more because a lot of this bluegrass, a lot of folk, a lot of that music is tending to kind of fade away into the mountains that they came from. And so they have rock bands at bluegrass festivals. I just went to a really cool one out in San Francisco this summer. It's called Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival. It's a free festival at Golden Gate Park, and a million people show up. Huh. It's pretty fun, pretty good time.
Wake me with the morning dust, sing away the stars above. Work in the brush with a hermit thrush, cardinal, you're who I'm thinking of. Warblers will win the world is kind of Nashville, yodeling a country wine. Yellow sweeter than a lemon pie, corn knee high by the 4th of July. Could be a rabbit, could be a bird, I'm gonna shoot whatever noise I heard. It's grouse season in the neighborhood, that chicken of the woods, it sure tastes good. Junk goes junk around the trunk of a tree beneath the black cap, the chickadee. Some like the birds, some like the bees, honey, won't you come sit next to me? Pecks like a hammer on a log, black flies swarming in the old moose bog. Bitter and croaks with a fat bullfrog, the snipe in the fog, it's said you call. Over on hoots to the yellow of the moon, out on Nickel Lake, hear the call of the loon. I'll go to sleep, but not too soon, Mr. Woodcock standing to his favorite tune.
Doc Watson and Ralph Stanley play on a stage together. It's 20 feet away. It changed my life. That's when I realized that this is the kind of music that I want to play. It was that moment. Ralph passed away last week.
Yeah, right.
And after that, having that experience with Doc, I wanted to be around it all the time. So I moved to Boone, North Carolina a couple years later. Doc lived in Deep Gap at the time. So I got to see Doc a lot whenever he played. I saw him like 9 times in the year that I spent there.
Great thing.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
You mentioned the Vega, the 30s Vega instrument you have from Boston.
The Vega was given to me by Tommy Cooper, who played pedal steel with me in this band called the Holden Boys. And when I left for New York, he had given me that guitar. I was playing an electric guitar at the time, and the pickups weren't cooperating with me, and I was playing at venues where I was going to have to plug in. So he let me borrow that guitar at first, and then after, he said it looked good on me and it fit me well, and kind of happened, and I've just kind of had it this whole time. He's never asked for it back, so I'm assuming that he's cool with it. I spray painted my name on the guitar case. I remember being kind of nervous.
And the banjo is a recent sort of tackle for you?
I had one. My parents got me a banjo when I graduated high school. I kind of was doing a claw hammer thing. I wasn't with it at the time, but I didn't really dedicate too much time to the banjo, and I didn't really care too much for the banjo as an instrument or as a songwriting tool. And we were talking a little bit earlier about Keith style banjo, which is a way of playing the banjo with 3 fingers, but it's basically a way of playing fiddle tunes note for note as a violin would. It's called Keith style, it's also called melodic style, and me being a songwriter, melody is the most important thing when you're writing a song, right? So that word really appeals to me. So if you say put the word melody in front of anything, and that's what I want to be a part of.
In between old two oaks, a bench I'd like to rest. Watching young and older folks talk about the things I'd guess. They'd sing and digress, sing and digress. In between old two oaks, I'd sing and digress. Across the street, she'd walk alone, keeping in a straight line. Her orchid lips would match the tone of an Episcopal Anglican choir. We'd sing in a perfect time, oh how we could sing in a perfect time. But I was too late to say hello before she could say goodbye. Blades would roll soft to hold, grazing a Virginia wind. And to the west, between my toes, a face I had not been. I'd do it all again, but would I do it all again? In between old two oaks, it hasn't been the same since. Stand with thoughts of aging ghost, a friend had long passed by. Pollen danced around my nose, and then a cloud would fill in autumn time. I laughed up at the sky, oh Lord, I laughed up at the sky. A tear did grace on down my nose, and I couldn't tell you why. In between old two oaks, I was too late to say goodbye.
I would like to thank our guest, Tim Lancaster, for coming here from Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, to share his personal and thoughtful and beautiful songs with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. We always welcome and thank members of our studio audience for coming in here to Arts Place to support the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Hey, I wonder if we might get Tim Lancaster to perform one more tune for us. Welcome back, Tim Lancaster.
Yes, I want to thank everybody for hanging out and listening. I want to thank Red Barn Radio for having me. I want to thank the people that are streaming in who aren't here in Lexington, Kentucky. Anyhow, the song I'm going to do now is On the Bones. It's rattling. So in my left hand, can't see, that's what moose bones sound like when they're together. I found these in northern New Hampshire when I was working on a trail crew. Then in my left hand, I found these ones last August in Kansas. I went on a little stroll through the prairie with a Kansas cattle rancher. So I'm going to bang these around for a couple minutes. I'm going to do a West Virginia song here.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone so long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house, it ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, leave a young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone so long. Anytime she goes away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house, it ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Mm-hmm. Red Barn Radio would like to thank Tim Lancaster for being with us tonight. Kappa's Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. The word gourmet means higher quality or unique, and the food at West Coast Gourmet Pizza lives up to that name. From sandwiches to salads and pizza, West Coast Gourmet Pizza has it all. West Coast Gourmet Pizza. Taste the difference. For more information, westcoastgourmetpizza.com. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio was produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.